BYU Radio.
BYUSN, hey, it's the final live show before Christmas. What's on your BYU Athletics wish list? And we go one-on-one with BYU quarterback Jake Retzlaff. What statement is he looking to make against Colorado at the Alamo Bowl?
Men's hoops wraps up non-conference play tonight against Florida A&M without Devin and Saunders. What do we need to see ahead of Big 12 play? Plus, a report of A.J. DeBonta in Vegas and Nova. Let's go! And Amber Whiting, Delaney Gibber in studio to preview Big 12 play with the women's hoops, which begins tomorrow.
Welcome to BYU Sports Nation, presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere. Happy Friday, December 20th. I am Spencer Linton, alongside a man who's better known as a Christmas sweater connoisseur, Jerem Jordan.
One time I walked into a party where I thought we were going to have ugly Christmas sweaters, but only me and like the two people I went with had them. And so I loudly said, oh, I thought we were all wearing ugly Christmas sweaters. It was like super awkward. That's the case today. I thought everyone was wearing them. No, we're in sync. Funny tweet yesterday, by the way. Steve Sarkisian, Texas head coach, former BYU quarterback, of course, quoted reacting to the Diego Pavia ruling, saying, I totally disagree. We're going to have guys 28, 29 years old playing college football. This all set up Andy Staples to rib the BYU old guy thing. Breaking, BYU grads worried about old college football players.
BYU fans didn't take lightly to that tweet, by the way, from Andy.
They didn't like it?
They didn't like it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no! To the extent of Sarkisian is not a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Not like
did
a
not
return
serve
missionary
a mission.
4 years here.
He graduated from BYU when he was 22, and he was a JUCO guy. So, interesting take there. I got a good chuckle at it.
He was a JUCO guy. He could have played at BYU longer if this was
Sark, you got 2 years of eligibility left.
You just got to sue the NCAA.
I saw Jack DeMooney, who's with BYU football. Uncle Jack putting out him a Photoshop picture of him in a leather helmet. Like, I got 2 years of eligibility.
Yes. Hey, no offense, Jack. Nobody wants to see you running around, okay? We love you. Don't want to see that.
Oh, I love it. Oh, good stuff. It's all in good fun, people. And that hopefully is
mine's serious.
The premise of our show today. We do have some serious things to talk about, though. All rise and shout. Let's get to what's trending.
What's on your Christmas wish list?
You want to talk about the gift that keeps on giving? What would you gift to BYU Athletics for Christmas?
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
This is the real Christmas.
A Merry Christmas to us!
Heyo! Wow, those sweaters really pop on camera, don't they, Jerem?
Yeah, ugly.
What do you call that green, by the way?
There's a name for it.
Electric lime?
I think it's now I'm blind green. Yeah.
Highlighter green?
Yeah, neon. Yeah, it's something like that. Yeah.
Holy cow. As we mentioned, final show that we're doing live, at least, in our daily regime here on BYU Sports Nation before Christmas. So
yeah, we out.
We're going to take a few days off.
See you next Friday.
Yeah, we got a few things to take care of tonight. Men's basketball, women's basketball, and their Big 12 opener tomorrow. We'll talk to Amber Whiting and Delaney Gibb. So some things to do before Christmas. But for the sake of this show and this hour, we have to ask, what's on your BYU Athletics Christmas wish list 5 days out?
Just straight cash, homie. I'm just kidding. Excited about that full show.
They should get that from the Big 12, right? Yeah.
Next year, yeah. Okay, so I have three things. One, bowl win. Let's win the bowl game. Let's beat Colorado. Let's take out the Heisman winner and Shador Sanders in their final college games. Transfer portal impact football players. Obviously, more Carson Ryans, more guys that come in, make an impact. And then I want health for men's hoops. Health is wealth, as they say. Right now, Yegor Demon, Richie Saunders. Not doing great, but the hope is that they're back in 11 days. BYU doesn't have a game for 10 days right after this. That's what I want for BYU. I want a bowl win. I want transfer portal impact players. And then I want health for men's hoops. So if I got two of those three, I'd probably be pretty happy.
Frankly, I would take one of those.
a bowl win, yeah. But BYU needs all of this stuff to have success in men's hoops this year, football to end this year. And next year, looking at football.
I like that list. We got to get you another ugly BYU Christmas sweater as well.
I had one like that, but I'm going to be honest. I thought it was so ugly, I got rid of it.
Gave it away.
I gave it away.
It was so ugly you gave it away. So it would have won you contest.
Right? I know. Well, I don't give it away. But yeah, I don't own it anymore. I don't know where it went.
It's somewhere at a Deseret Industries.
Probably. Yeah.
I like that list. And I'm on board for all of it. I kind of feel spoiled because I feel like we already got the big Christmas gift in AJ Dubonsa.
Like in that, the football season? Like,
yes,
the combination of those two?
Like,
amazing.
We have been spoiled, and we got to peek at some of the great Christmas gifts, and then they were just handed to us. Like, yeah, awesome. I'm a December birthday. My birthday's 2 weeks before Christmas, so I kind of feel like I had a combined birthday Christmas when AJ announced.
Is there enough of a gap between, because it's 2 weeks to the day, right, of the 11th to the 25th, that you, like, get your birthday, but it doesn't infringe on Christmas presents?
Yes.
Good.
There is enough of a gap.
Because I'm like the day before Halloween, and I don't like Halloween because of that, I think.
Too
it
close?
It, like, butts up again. Yeah.
Too close?
Yeah.
Yeah. Forget your Halloween candy.
Yeah.
Okay?
You and your devilry.
and I'm kind of serious, too. Like, I feel like, let's rewind to when we were growing up. I saw a fantastic Christmas movie, by the way, featuring Neil Patrick Harris recently. It's called 8-Bit Christmas.
About 8-bit Christmas.
It's about the pursuit of the Nintendo Entertainment System as a kid when that was first released in the mid-80s.
Thanks for using its Christian name.
Right? An 8-bit entertainment system.
NES.
Yes.
AKA Nintendo.
I feel like we got the Nintendo. Like it's everything that we just talked about. The BYU football season, 10 wins, you're playing in a huge bowl game. BYU basketball recruiting has brought in 5 of the top 10 recruits and the number one recruit in the entire country. It's been a fantastic holiday season already.
That's good.
So,
but what have we given? That's the real question, right?
Yeah, what have we given? Maybe we need to
just
focus
taking,
on that.
Just taking? That's all we do is take? Taking. What are we giving?
I feel like we're spoiled.
It's the reason for the season.
I feel like we're spoiled. Along with the health to basketball, because I'm with you, I want Yegor Demian 100% for Big 12 play. On the wish list, and it's ties to the health of basketball, I want BYU basketball to be a sure thing NCAA tournament team. That's what I want. And if I have to cash in on that Christmas prize in March, great. I got a whole, it's a gift card. You know, so I get a gift card. This is your NCAA tournament gift card.
Gift card, nice.
Yes.
Nice.
I want it.
Some friend that
I
gave me that.
I want to use that. Give me at least 10 Big 12 wins.
Yeah.
BYU's got to stay healthy to do that.
Yep.
And be a tournament team and then get a tournament win, Jerem. That's
gotta
what I want. BYU needs their first tournament win since Jimmer. Well, In the round of 64.
Yes.
Not a first four.
Yeah.
Okay, throw out the Iona game, even though it was incredible.
That was great. No offense to Brock Zylstra.
BYU needs to get to the round of 32 for the first time.
Yeah.
So I'm going to hold on to my tournament gift card that I hopefully get and cash it in for at least one win in the tournament.
Forget that you had it. It's in some drawer. Yeah, exactly.
I'll pull it out in March.
Nice.
And let's go there.
Let's go. Okay, next up. Tonight is the beginning of the first ever 12-team college football playoff. Mm. We wish BYU was in it. Hopefully they will be, you know, next year. Who do you have winning the first round games?
I struggled over this last night because I want to lean so heavily on the home teams because it's such an advantage, especially for the cold weather teams.
Notre Dame tonight.
My goodness.
Covered.
But maybe that makes the game weird between Notre Dame and Indiana.
Maybe.
Right? Is there more turnovers? It's ugly. I'm going chalk except for in one game. So I'm taking Texas big over Clemson at home. I'm taking Penn State to hold off SMU. I think that game is going to be closer than the experts are calling for, which is an 8.5-point game and Penn State the favorite.
One-score game, you say?
Yes. I think that's going to be a one-score game, but I will take Penn State. I got Notre Dame at home over Indiana. I haven't bought into Indiana. Like, they were good against bad Big Ten competition, but
yeah, we haven't seen them win a meaningful game yet.
Exactly. So why would they all of a sudden go on the road and beat Notre Dame? I just don't see it happening.
Yeah.
I have Tennessee upsetting Ohio State.
Hold on. This says Jerem and Spencer's picks. Did we do the same picks? Is that what just happened? We did the same picks.
We have the same exact. You picked Tennessee. You picked Tennessee over Ohio State as well?
I have Tennessee going to the shoe and winning. I think Tennessee's defensive line is legit. I don't think Ohio State's motivated.
I think Ohio State is in a weird place right now.
I think Ryan Day might be out if they lose tonight, which is crazy because he's amazing against everyone not named Michigan.
Yeah.
But it means a lot in that rivalry, right?
That was the one upset I could see and feel like will happen.
I feel the same way. Again, we don't talk about these because we want to be different, and we were the exact same.
So dang it!
That's pathetic.
Should I just take SMU for the heck of it?
Do we want SMU to win because BYU beat them?
I would love for that to happen.
I just don't think it's going to happen, but I would like SMU
I would like
to
that
win.
Narrative to continue.
If SMU got to, like, the semifinals, we would hang a banner of, like, ah, we made the team, we made the semifinals. Mm-hmm. That'd be great. I don't know why we talk like that, but that's how we talk when you do it. I do want to ask you this, too. College football playoff games tomorrow are going up against not only women's basketball against Arizona, which you'll be calling, but two NFL games. Mm. Do we like that?
I don't mind at all.
I don't either.
We have the capability with current technology to consume all of it.
Yeah.
Everything, all of it, to quote Nate Bargatze. Okay?
Everything.
I want it. I want
who's
it all.
Everything, all of it. December?
So give it all of it to me. Yeah. It's fine. Like, I'll have an NFL game probably on one TV upstairs and then college football playoff going on a TV downstairs, and I'll have my phone. The computer can be streaming too. It's great. Like, we have ways to consume all of this and enjoy it at the same time.
I don't feel like I'm unique here, but as John Legend once said on BYU TV in a Christmas special, which was awesome.
Nice plug.
All of me loves all of you. Mm. All the college football. All the great NFL. I have an old 47-inch TV that is just the second monitor in the basement TV for this very situation.
Yes, multi-screen experience.
Which is going to be awesome. I love it. It's going to be great. PTI spent like 3 minutes complaining about it. That was a very get off my lawn, like old man moment. You can watch multiple things. It's okay.
Yes.
It's great. In fact, I welcome it.
There will be a multi-view experience. I've been told that the NFL and college football on YouTube TV, if you have that streaming platform, you will be able to watch in quad boxes all of the things.
Why
at the
would
same
I quad
time?
It when I can go both big?
True.
Come on.
Hey, create your own setup. That's fine too.
Yes.
So no, I do not have any issue. In fact, I care way more about the college football playoff games because they are playoff games over regular season NFL games.
Yes. My wife knows we have nothing to do tomorrow, so let's just watch TV. This is what Christmas break's about.
It's going to get a little tricky for me calling BYU women's basketball and trying to keep up on all of this.
This is where I'm glad the Florida A&M game is tonight.
But I'll find a way.
Yeah, tonight I'm bringing in a big side TV so Tyler, Chris, and I can hang out and watch that game.
Can I get a big side TV courtside at the Marriott Center?
Just come up and hang with us and then go back.
Call the live game, women's game at halftime, checking on all the other things happening.
Maybe I'll come with you to the game. I'll just sit on the side and just plant the TV there.
Let's go. Yeah. BYU men's basketball, as you mentioned, wrapping up non-conference play tonight. Before things get really interesting in year two of Big 12 play, they will host Florida A&M.
Do we enact the Florida A&M thing again where we just whisper the
big
A&M
game
part to make it people think it's Florida?
Yeah, maybe that will trick the strength of schedule numbers
BYU's playing Florida A&M tonight. It's a massive game for BYU against the Gator Rattlers.
Yes, the Gator Rattlers.
It's a unique beast.
That's nightmare fuel.
Yes, it is. Ah!
What do you want to see in the final game before Big 12 play, aside from
I want to see what
Gator
a Rattler
Rattlers
would look like on a Gator. I want three things. I want Dallin to not haul pass. I want to see him score more. Mm. He's not putting up big point numbers. He doesn't have to on this team right now. But without Yegor Demon in certain moments, I need Dallin Hall to be in double figures. I would like to see that a little more. I want Baker to bake. Three straight games of double figs off the bench. 70% of his scoring, by the way, off the bench. In the second half, 100% off the bench. 13.6 a game. He's playing really well.
He's averaging a Baker's dozen .6.
Oh, my gosh, he is. I love that. I'm using that tonight. I'm giving you no credit.
Okay.
And then I want Catchings to catch fire.
Okay.
Cannon Catchings is a very capable and tremendous player. He's got to shoot better. Let's start to see him be a little more consistent from the outside.
Confidence in this game to carry through. And I know it's a long break.
Yeah.
It's 11 days. So I don't know how much that will actually factor
into this
scenario. But it would be nice to have Cannon Catchings shoot confidently and score well. And all of the things you just talked about. By the way, you teased me for being anchor boy.
That was anchor boy.
You went full anchor mode right there.
I did. I'm in a little bit of a goofy mode knowing we don't have the show for 6 days.
Okay.
Or 7 days.
Join me on the dark side of the anchor boy.
Maybe it's the action. Is it action green? It's action green. Thank you.
Oh, you got the official color of your sweater?
Coming off the bench from the top rung producing today.
I like highlighter lime. But whatever. All good.
Yeah.
All good. I played on a soccer team when I grew up called the Lime Slimers that were that color.
Nickelodeon was much more popular.
Yeah. I want BYU to be confident when they're going into that first game against Arizona State.
Yeah.
Confidence comes with having your best players back and healthy. Yegor Demian and Richie Saunders are available and rested and feeling good. Hopefully not too much dust to shake off there. I don't think it's going to be a huge issue because those are two veteran players.
Yep.
I know Yegor is a freshman, but come on.
He's played high-level basketball
for a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
So health is wealth, as you mentioned. Get those guys confident and back in the lineup, and then
it's go time.
Make it happen against Arizona State.
Yep.
But this team needs to win. They're a 34.5 point favorite. I want them to win by 40. What do I want to say? I want BYU to win by 40 points tonight.
That's what I'm hoping for in the second half.
Okay.
It's boring.
Yeah, if it's boring, great. If we're finding unique, strange things to talk about on the live broadcast, that's a good thing for BYU.
Absolutely. And we will stuff that like your stockings. Let's go.
Foose is going to shoot 70%+ too.
Let's go.
That's what he does.
By the way, Foose, 92% from the free throw line.
He's incredible.
He's made 15 in a row.
He's incredible.
Awesome.
Yeah, Foose is going to do his thing. So what I want to see, more Foose.
More Foose.
Being consistent, Foose, which is what he's going to do.
John Rothstein reports this morning that BYU and A.J. DeBonsa will play Villanova at T-Mobile Center in Vegas to open up next season. What's your reaction to this report?
It's the first of many for BYU in the national spotlight. Come on. Sean Farnham told us when we talked to him the day after A.J. committed to BYU. He said, and I'm not joking, our ESPN executives are absolutely in meetings right now of how we can get A.J. DeBonsa and BYU basketball on all of the most prominent courts and in front of the national spotlight.
This isn't the best neutral game BYU will play next year.
No,
that's my prediction.
This is the first of many. AJ said, why can't I play Duke at BYU? We think that might happen.
You could in MSG.
We think that might happen.
Yep.
Yes, ESPN is going to partner with the Big 12, and they're going to figure out a way to get their prized basketball product and the great AJ DeBonsa on in front of as many eyes as possible.
You don't think Mr. New York, Mr. Brooklyn, Brett Yormark is actively like
that he understands this?
AJ, come on.
My reaction was, this is the first of many.
I think BYU is going to play the toughest non-conference schedule maybe it's ever played.
Probably.
Because they're going to get AJ out there. Like, if this year was weak, which let's be honest, it is, it's 344. Next year is going to be extra strength, man. Like that Advil that when you have that bad headache, you're like, give me that stuff.
Yeah, take care of the migraine.
Right? Let's take care of that. It's going to be tough, but it's going to be awesome. I'm excited for it. Oh, by the way, it's in Vegas. Xavion Staten's from Vegas. That's a cool little side note for him, who's, by the way, the highest rated recruit BYU has ever had until AJ. We almost forget that part with Xavion. He's going to get to open in his hometown as well. I think that's pretty cool.
Will there be another notable name on the BYU roster with AJ and Xavion, like Yegor Demian or Cannon Catchings?
I would think so, and they need to replace Trevin Nell as a lights-out shooter. I would love two shooters, in fact, to join this team next year.
You know who else is going to be on the roster? It was announced yesterday. Hadeem Mboup has already joined the team as a midseason addition. Plans are, and we learned this from Kevin Young, that BYU will redshirt him. He's raw, but he is ultra athletic, 6'9" out of Senegal, NBA Academy Africa product, played under BYU assistant Will Voigt at Egypt's Zamalek. So, Jerem, when you look at Hadeem Mboup and what he brings to BYU and the fact that he comes in midseason, how do you feel about this now official addition?
Yeah, very raw, but super athletic. And Will knows him, and this is a guy that, in fact, some of our crew was out at Colorado this last week working on a big story. They talked to a Senegalese player who knows him, and they're like, oh, and that player said, hey,
he's a good player.
Really good. So excited about him, raw. I wonder how much he'll play, if at all. Like, certainly could redshirt. We'll see exactly what they do with him there. But could he factor in athletically at some point in the future? I love it because BYU is getting guys that are super long and athletic.
Think about the length next year of this team.
I can't wait.
7-foot Xavion Staten.
Right.
6'9 AJ DeBonsa, 6'9 Hadeem Mboup. Oh yeah, Kaba Keita, right?
Still on the roster, we hope, right? You never know, portal year to year. But yeah, it's exciting. So super raw, but like, what if he's a diamond in the rough? And you know, who knows, future NBA guy, who knows? But I'm excited, man.
And what if Cannon Catchings is on next year's roster? Think about that.
That would be the longest, most athletic BYU team ever.
Not even close.
Yeah.
Not even close.
And they got to win. They got to win.
That is the challenge now.
But, like, you get those pieces together, and then the staff is so good, we're confident that they'll put that into a winning position.
Same question I had going into this year. How are they going to find minutes for all these guys?
Yeah, and that's been, you know, they haven't been able to lock rotations, as we mentioned the last couple of days. Is, hey, with these injuries, it's actually, it's a good and bad thing. It's bad that you have those guys out. It's good that you can get some other guys some minutes. Like Elijah Crawford right now with Yegor Demon. A little more experience there for him.
Well, heaven forbid Yegor couldn't go for the Big 12 opener, but I do like that BYU, if Yegor couldn't play, and for what it's worth, we've been told that he's pacing to get back for the Arizona State game.
He probably could play tonight if they needed him, but it's not that game.
But in the case that he couldn't go for that Big 12 opener, how nice is it to have Dallin Hall there as your point guard, and you can implement Dawson Baker to join Cannon Catchings and Kaba Keita and Richie Saunders and Foos Traore.
We've never gone, hey, who's on the bench over there? No. Oh, two ESPN top 100s. We'll see if we have time to work you in here.
We feel comfortable about the depth.
That's a loaded roster, like that really good young talent. The only problem in this day and age is, can you appease them to a point where they want to develop and stay?
Kevin Young.
People get anxious.
I believe in Kevin Young.
People get anxious.
I believe in his NBA boot camp.
Yeah.
Our question of the day, what is on your BYU Athletics Christmas wish list? At Rowdy in the Rock joins the program again on X, says, bowl game win! In parentheses, you better say that with some passion, Spencer underscore Linton. Hopefully I delivered that with passion.
I think that was with passion.
With gusto? Yeah.
Well, one time in Elder Scrum, we sang like an opening hymn, and this guy said, all right, brethren, let's sing it with gusto.
I love it.
So whenever, and he said it just like that. Whenever I hear someone say with gusto, I think of that cat.
When you talked like
with
that.
With gusto.
Do you remember the sketch? It's in the sketch from Jimmy Fallon.
Yes.
What's his or hers stepdad's name
I
that comes
remember.
Down
the- I don't know.
That is the voice.
Oh, that's the voice. He's one of the writers on the
show. Hey, boys
girls,
and girls.
We've got some Hot Pockets upstairs.
Oh, my gosh. What are we even doing here?
Men's basketball.
Yeah. Host Florida. Yeah. These sweaters. Yeah. Host Florida A&M. Tonight, hey, pregame, 8 Eastern time, the Gator Rattlers. Just kidding, the Rattlers. Taking on the Cougars. 8 Eastern tonight. BYU TV, BYU Radio. We got the pregame for you.
After the break, what is Jake Retzlaff calling this matchup between BYU and Colorado? He's giving it a nickname.
I love it.
And he wants to make a statement in this new nicknamed game. This is BYU Sports.
A name and a blessing, if you will. He's accepted here.
It starts with this group right here. Reset the tone from the beginning.
He's created a big brand for himself as BYU.
Touchdown, Jake Retzlaff!
Welcome back to BYU Sports Station. We are live in Studio B. This is your day-to-day BYU sports play-by-play. I am Spencer Linton alongside Jerem Jordan. Apparently that is chartreuse green now.
Yeah, who knows?
Action green? What was the other?
Yeah, action green is what the Seahawks call it.
Okay.
Yes.
The official
Nobody
name
knows.
From Seattle. You know who's ready for some action green? Jake Retzlaff.
Action green?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
that's
okay.
what I'm
yeah,
saying.
I like it.
And he's getting it in the form of NIL, and he should. He's had a great season for BYU, but he wants to make one more statement in the Alamo Bowl. Remember the Alamo against Colorado, but not before he gives that game an unofficial nickname. And what specifically is the statement that he and the Cougars are trying to make against the Heisman Trophy winner Travis Hunter and another elite quarterback in Shedeur Sanders in prime time? Multiple meanings there. This is Jake Retzlaff one-on-one on BYUSN.
Jake, everybody talks about the time off, not only to practice and get better, but to rest and recover before a bowl game. I know that you put your body through it in this 12-game regular season. So how are you feeling with the added rest and recovery?
I feel great. I don't remember a time this year that I felt this good, unless it was before game one. I think that, you know, through the season, the bumps and the bruises, they add up. And by game 12, you start feeling a little sore every day coming out to practice. And so it's so nice to be out here. Like, I feel like everybody is getting back to 100. I know I'm getting back to 100 as close as I can get right now. And it's great to feel good and to feel juicy and get that going, because it's just more energy at practice comes from that. Because when guys are lax because they're hurt and stuff like that, you don't get the same energy. So it's fun to bring out the new energy these last couple weeks.
That is the operative word, energy. And your head coach, Kalani Sitake, just said there's laser focus, there's energy. What are you seeing specifically in practice as you build up for the Alamo Bowl that makes you feel that way?
Just all the guys making plays, I mean, just seeing every level of it, too. Like, Tay Nakua came out here versus the ones defense and just made a great play. So seeing guys like that progress. And we're, these last couple weeks, we've been able to get the younger guys reps. And so we get to see what they can do. And it's fun to see that. And gets the whole crowd going and gets everybody. The crowd, I mean, us. Like, honestly, we are the crowd when we watch the rest of our team play because we're the most excited for our teammates. So it's super fun to get that kind of juice. And the same old players making the same old plays. Darius and Jace and Keelan, those guys are still ballers. And you know the run game as well as I do. It's fun to run. Myself as well as LJ and those guys.
I know qualifying for a bowl game was a huge point of emphasis for BYU coming off of last season, but this isn't just any bowl game. You get Colorado, and you get the Heisman Trophy winner, and, yeah. and you're going in a great quarterback battle with Shedeur Sanders. So from a motivation standpoint, seeing Colorado in the Alamo Bowl, how does that make you feel?
We're excited for it, man. I mean, just throughout the rest of the whole season, I think we are the two teams that kind of, you know, got to our best ball towards the end of the year and just perform well this year. It's going to be so fun to play against those guys, so fun to line up on the other side of a great quarterback like Shedeur, you know, a great DB and receiver like Travis. It's going to be fun to navigate that. And I'm excited. This is going to be a heck of a game. I'm going to call it the People's Big 12 Championship myself. But yeah, so we're excited for it. It's going to be a heck of a game. Obviously, a lot of viewership. It's going to be fun to see how BYU Cougar Nation shows up in Texas. I know we got a lot of fans down there, but there's definitely a lot of Deion supporters there, too. So we got to make sure we fill that place up with blue.
I'm on board for the People's Big 12 Championship. I like that. When did that come into play?
As soon as we didn't make it, and as soon as we found out, like, we were probably playing Colorado. Like, we didn't know until it was announced, obviously, but we had a good idea. And so I came up with that. I mean, I'm not even going to give credit to anybody else. I'm just saying it like it is. I came up with that one, and so I'm excited for it.
Okay, I will properly source you when we talk about this on the show. As you have reviewed Colorado and looked at them in depth, specifically their defense, what are you learning about the Buffaloes and how they're going to try and attack BYU's offense?
Yeah, it's interesting to see very pro-style defense. Obviously, with their defensive coordinator being who he is, it's going to be like that. And so, you know, they love to rush the quarterback. Those ends get a field, even their three tech. It gets a field and gets after the quarterback. And then they're just going to man you up and just say, hey, go beat us one-on-one. And obviously, they got some guys who are really good and really good players. And so it's going to be fun for our guys to win those one-on-one battles because our receivers know that it's going to be a challenge. They know who they're lining up against. But I also believe in these guys. You know, I would take ours over theirs any day of the week. So I'm excited for it. It's going to be a fun game. It's going to be a challenge, too. It could be one of those games where it could be high-flying. It could be, you know, more of a grind. But I'm excited to let it fly.
If you had to compare Colorado's defense to a team that you've already faced this year, who are they most like that BYU has already had on the schedule?
Man, that's a good question. Style-wise, it's funny because style-wise, it's what we thought we were going to get against Utah. Of course, they came out with a lot different stuff that we didn't get. But other than that, like, you know, UCF is a little bit similar to them, except UCF is a little too high safety stuff, and they're a lot more one high safety stuff. But just the way that Utah is just man, a lot of man, and that's similar to what UCF did against us a little bit, some man variations, stuff like that. So I say, like, with their DNs getting up the field, they're rushing the passers, their D-line loves to do that stuff. It's hard to compare. Like, I threw two out there, but it's really hard to compare because it's really an NFL-style defense. It's not – so it's NFL-style, which just means go get after the quarterback and man-to-man defense. And so I'm excited. You know, they do run some cover two stuff to get their player makers in zone spaces so they can cover a lot of ground. But like I said, like, it's going to be man. We know it. They know it. So, you know, it'd be fun to see if they come on something different. We're excited for that. That's happened to us a lot this year, I'm not going to lie to you, where we're expecting one thing, and the lowest percentage coverage is what they run the most against us. So we'll be prepared for everything because they're, you know, smattering of this and that, and so we'll be prepared for it, especially with all the time we've had to prepare. But, yeah, I mean, it's hard to compare it, honestly. It's a different defense. It really is, and so it's going to be fun to see how we attack it this year.
How much will a win or a loss in this bowl game impact how you view the entirety of this season, which in its own right has been magical in a lot of ways?
Yeah, I mean, I think getting to this point was awesome. people are going to hate me for saying that. I'm a little disappointed we didn't get to the top. We didn't get to a Big 12 championship and win it because we feel like we could have won the Big 12 championship and been a high seed in the college football playoff. But that's just me. That's how I am. I'm always going to be striving for the best, and that's how we are as a team, honestly. And so, but this bowl game is a huge bowl game. Like I said, it's the number one bowl game outside the CFP, and so we're excited for it. Obviously, it's going to bring a lot of viewership, a lot of attention. We're excited to spend, you know, the week down there in San Antonio. But I don't know. It's a good question. I feel like it'd be great for us, obviously, to finish with a win against this opponent in this big of a bowl game. I'm super excited for it because when you win a bowl game, it's a lot different than just going to one, you know.
What kind of a statement, and maybe more importantly, what do you want the typical college football viewer that hasn't watched BYU a ton this year that will probably be watching because of Coach Prime in Colorado? What do you want them to know about BYU after this game?
Oh, man, we're a physical, dang good football team. I think we've been overlooked by the whole country, if we're being honest, since day one, though. So we're used to it. It's not news for us. So they're going to know that we're not a joke. We're not just a team that was thrown in there in our ranking because we are just winning games. It's like we're a good football team. We do a lot of different things. Defensively, we're super tough. And then offensively, we do some things that seem simple but are hard to cover. And so, you know, we're kind of going to put the world on notice a little bit in this game. You know, we know we're going to get the publicity that we haven't gotten all year, and so we're excited for that, being in the Alamo. And so, yeah, it's going to be super excited. I am super excited. It's going to be very exciting to go play down there. The dome atmosphere, I heard it gets juicing in there a little bit. So, yeah, they're just going to find out about BYU Cougars because we're still overlooked in every way.
Jake Retzloff is on BYU Sports Nation. Okay, a couple of quick hitters to finish up. As you look back at your progression as an individual quarterback and player here, where do you feel like you have grown the most this season?
That's a good question. I think that there was a middle stretch in the season where things were starting to click really well. We're making plays left and right, and me, the receivers, the O-line, we're all in tune, whether it's the run game, the pass game. And now I just feel like I'm in a different headspace with the game of football right now. I'm really excited for that fact, especially because, like, we have a really good football team this year, and then we're going to have an even better football team next year because these seniors led the foundation. I'm excited for that part, too. And so, that's a good question. I don't know if I could point out any single game or any single moment because that's not how growth works, obviously. But, you know, it was definitely in that middle part of the season where things just cleared up so well. I was confident coming to the season about the progression this team had taken, about how good our spring ball and fall camp were, you know, offseason as a whole. And so just in that middle part of the season, it became like, all right, let's just go do this. Let's be me. And not that I haven't done that before, but it was just that another level of game reps with the guys. It was all game reps with the guys because that makes a big difference. And I think we got going. And I think that everybody getting healthy again makes us all feel so much better, so much more confident in each other.
Can't wait to watch you play, obviously. The holiday season obviously sometimes gives some distractions. Correct me if I'm wrong, I think Hanukkah starts the day after the 26th.
The first day, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. So how do you balance that and staying in the mode of football, but knowing that Hanukkah is a very important celebration for you and where you come from?
Yeah, I mean, it's all fun. It's all good stuff. Hanukkah is always exciting. It's a fun holiday, just like Christmas. So I'm excited to get the white elephant going in the quarterback room, see what's what. I think the fun part about these bowl games, you get to go down there, you get to experience the city, you get to be there for a whole week. It's not just a fever dream, you're there for a day. You're there for a whole week, and you get to experience it and have the fun, the gifts, and all the fun. And then you actually meet the other team. You get to have a relationship with those guys before the game. And so I'm super excited for that part. But it is important to be fun about the bowl game and locked in for practice, locked in for the game. So I'm excited for our team to take on that challenge because I've said this before, like our offense, and you know, I know our defense is always locked in, but I don't experience it as much, obviously, in practice. But our offense gets really locked in for these walkthrough practice, for these stuff like that, and especially in that stretch of the year where we were undefeated, we were doing that every single week. And I'm excited for our team to step up to the challenge of, okay, let's have so much fun in San Antonio, but once the cleats come on, once the helmets come on, we're business, and we got to be the most excited team to go out on that football field come Saturday night.
All right, Jake, as we finish up, just a note. We got to get someone to live stream that white elephant quarterback room party and get a sponsor for it.
Yeah, sure, we should, I guess. But that'd be a fun deal, but it's going to be fun. I mean, this is one of my favorite quarterback rooms I've ever been a part of. Every one of these guys I love. Obviously, we're going to miss Gary a bunch come next year. I'm going to miss him a lot. He's been huge for us. Just everything about him has been awesome. I'm so grateful to have a guy like him in the room. But the rest of those young guys, I know we got a good foundation set. We're going to have a fun competition behind me next year in the spring, and it'd be fun to push those guys and see how good those guys can get in the next year because, you know, that's when my jump came. I'm excited for Trace and McKay, both those guys, having those different camps. Trayson's already had two camps with us, so his third camp, that's where I took a huge jump. So I'm excited for him to take a huge jump, and McKay has been – you know, the season is like 1.5 camps because you're a part of it so much. There's fall camp and then the season. So McKay is not far behind him. And I don't have the betting odds on me right now, but it'll be a fun competition to go through. And both those guys are going to take big steps. So the room going forward is going to be super fun. And yeah, I mean, that white elephant's going to be a lot of laughs. And we have a fun quarterback room. We keep it fun. That's my style. I love keeping it fun. And those guys under me, they definitely love keeping it fun too. And so, you know, we still have Cade Fitting in the room. So, you know, something goofy's going on every day in the meeting room, no matter what, whether it's a Kahoot or a Jeopardy, no matter what we're doing, we're having fun. So, but at least the good vibes, and that's what good vibes lead to good playing on the field. So, yeah, it's a, that white elephant would be a fun deal. I can't imagine what the gifts are getting. I think we decided we're going to buy the gifts there so we don't have to travel with them. But if I find something around here, I might snag it. And if you got anything, let me know. But, yeah, it'll be a fun deal.
Outstanding. Great insight from you. I know Gary pushed you to be better, and I know you value him. So nice to hear that. And, again, we wish you the happiest of Hanukkahs and a great bowl season as you get ready for Colorado.
Merry Christmas, baby. Let's do it.
Jake Retzlaff. Hoping to be the people's champion in the people's Big 12 championship.
That's really funny. Right? I really like that. Yeah, this very well could have been the Big 12 title game. It was not, unfortunately.
Things had gone a certain way in the final regular Kansas. The regular season, right?
Kansas undid everything for both those teams.
All right, let's keep things rolling.
You missed last night's BYU basketball with Kevin Young. It's on demand on BYUSN.com, the free BYU TV app. Dallin Hall was the player guest.
There are multiple reasons to contemplate what could be for BYU men's basketball next season. You know what? We'll discuss a few of those in the headlines. This is BYU Sports Nation.
BYU Sports Nation is presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
Welcome back to Studio B. I am Spencer Linton. He is Jerem Jordan. Let's roll out your headlines.
Men's hoops concludes non-conference play tonight against Florida A&M. Pregame starts at 8 Eastern on BYU TV and BYU Radio.
The Gator Rattlers.
Something like that.
John Rothstein reports this morning that BYU will open up the 2025-2026 men's basketball season in Las Vegas at T-Mobile Arena against Villanova. This will mark A.J. DiBonsa's debut as a BYU Cougar.
Men's basketball announced the midseason addition of 6'9 forward Hadim Mboup from Dakar, Senegal. He comes to Provo from NBA Academy Africa.
Congrats to linebacker Isaiah Glasker, who is a Sports Illustrated All-American honorable mention.
How much honor.
Listen, he's going to be really good moving forward.
He was awesome.
Oh, my goodness.
Women's Hoops begins Big 12 play tomorrow, 4 Eastern against Arizona on ESPN Plus and BYU Radio.
And we finish with some more football news. Three more BYU players into the transfer portal. They include junior defensive tackle David Latu, freshman quarterback Noah Lugo, and freshman wide receiver Prince Zombo. Back to basketball now on the women's side. They begin Big 12 play tomorrow against Arizona. Head coach Amber Whiting and star Delaney Gibb will join us next to preview what they believe fans are going to see and should expect. This is BYU Sports Nation. Welcome back to BYU Sports Nation live in Studio B. Wow, those sweaters are very loud. Alongside Jerem Jordan, I am Spencer Linton. Joining us now are a few ladies bringing the noise in a different way. On the basketball floor specifically, the head coach of BYU Women's Hoops, Amber Whiting, and her star freshman, Delaney Gibb. Welcome to BYU Sports Nation.
Thank you.
We forgot to tell you about the sweaters. Our bad.
Was that off the top of your head? Because that was pretty good.
That was off the top of my head,
wow.
Amber.
Wow. That was nice.
Sometimes I do
You're
things
impressed
right.
by that?
I am, sorry.
Wow, okay.
most of the times I don't do things right, but sometimes I do. Okay, let's start with obvious Arizona Big 12 play opening up, and you got to do this before the holiday break. So, Coach, how do you balance the schedule knowing that you're going to play a big conference game and then there's a long layoff and then you hop right back into conference play?
One game at a time. We don't talk about Christmas because I don't want their heads going there. I just want them focused right here. And then when we come back, we'll have a couple days to just really get back into it before we head out on the road. So it's gonna be a fun ride for sure.
Delaney, how would you describe your freshman year so far? Because it seems to be going great.
Yeah, it's been super fun. Kind of everything that I've imagined. So it's been great.
You imagined this?
Being here right now, yes.
In this studio. No, yes. I mean your freshman year. Like almost 17 a game and 5 boards and
leading
assists.
Well, I mean, not necessarily all the small, like, personal accolades, but just like I think our team's been successful this year. We've grown a lot and we're just getting started, so.
9-2 is pretty good. And you look at the Big 12, there are 10 teams that are 9-2 or better. This league is good, but really it, maybe good. It's even better than we thought from preseason. Pretty good.
Yeah. Kristen gave me some stat yesterday. I don't know, maybe you guys know it, but like the overall record of the Big 12 teams going into this was like 108-8 or something like that. It was crazy. I was like, dang.
Yeah. Well, and to the point of Jerem, the conference is stronger, but BYU women's basketball is part of that, going from year one of Big 12 competition to year two. So, Coach, I've asked you this before, but let's reassess again. How do you feel like this team is more prepared for Big 12 play, maybe compared to last year when you were doing it for the first time?
I think you don't know what you don't know until you're in it, right? So now we've been in it once, and, like, for the younger kids and the transfers, like, I think all season long we've been building up what's coming and talking about it and getting into it. And so, like, I think we dropped a game early on that we shouldn't have. But I do like the lessons that we learned out of that game. But then when we played Iowa, that's another one that we dropped. But the first half was really good, and the second half not so much. But after the game, we talked about this is what it's going to be like every night in the Big 12. And so, yeah, I'm excited to see what we can do this year for sure.
Delaney, what are those lessons that Coach mentioned, you guess?
Yeah, I mean, just kind of emphasizing, like, how good our league is. And it's going to be a battle every single night. So we have to come into every game ready and knowing Scout, being ready to be physical and aggressive. And so just emphasizing just how much better the competition is going to be and how, like, tough the games are going to be.
Well, let's go right to Big 12 opponent number one. What's the scouting report, rather, on Arizona as you head in?
They're really balanced. They have a really good big inside with Brea, and then a good guard with Jada. I would say one thing is that plays in our favor is we 22% of our points come in transition and only 20 of theirs. And so for us, like, we want to play fast, so it shows that we can. And so if we can get out and run, but it only that comes with stops on defense for sure, making them take bad shots. So, you know, like, we have to be locked in, and there's no, like, yesterday was a really good day of practice, like, very few mistakes on the defensive end, so that's really good for me to see going into a game like this. But, yeah, if we can just stay in that mind frame, I think we're going to be good.
Delaney, you like to get out and run. You like to defend 94 feet. Where do you get all the energy for this?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I just like to compete and play hard, and so.
I was hoping you'd say Crustables, because I saw you walk in with one.
Are you an Uncrustables person?
I just started eating them because they're in our players lounge.
Free, they're so convenient.
Right? It's free food.
They're so convenient.
It's true.
It's maybe not my favorite thing that's in there.
So that's not the source of the energy?
It might be. Yeah. I don't know. But, no, I think I like to compete and play hard, so. Yeah.
It's fun to watch.
Yeah, that's a good mantra for the way you want to play basketball as a team, and specifically on defense, Amber. So, because you are the defensive guru, where have you seen your team grow defensively through non-conference play?
I would say their toughness. I think that there's a lot of – we had to get on the same page at first and foremost, right, with, like, even terminology. People don't know what, like, what wing it means, right? So we, as we're going through this, getting on the same page, but then it's become easier and easier to get through scout just because we're all there and we know what that means. We know what it gets to. So it's right where we want to be going into this. Physicality, like being able to switch, using our mismatches, like it's really good. I would say the length that we have has been really, really nice to see it come to fruition this year, knowing like that's what we wanted, and then now what we have.
So what's wing it? It's a secret.
You wouldn't understand if I explained it to you.
You wouldn't try. No, try. Simplify.
Our wing it in television is a little bit different
make it up,
than
yeah.
that.
Okay, yeah. It's when a guard comes off, and then the guard that's there is picking her up, but then the guard that was following takes hers.
Okay.
So. Yeah.
It kind of
you didn't think we could understand that, Coach? Come on. We play basketball.
Yeah, I need to see you guys do that.
It sounds a little bit like there are some elements of the peel switch defense the men play in that.
A
little bit.
Yes,
it's different, but it sounds like there are some similarities there. Okay.
Well, my intelligence was, offended was a little
questioned.
Bit as a basketball fan. I did have a question for Delaney. So Arizona's pretty good defending the three, yet this team has a lot of three-point shooters. Do you get excited at the opportunity to sort of exploit, like, hey, they're pretty good at this, but we're pretty good at what you do well too?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I think going into all of our games so far, we have scouting, we have things that we're trying to take away from them, but ultimately we're focusing on ourselves. And so I think this will kind of be a tester. Like, we know what we do well and we're going to stick to that.
you'll wing it and you'll be fine.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah, this
is,
let's go.
This is the way. Amber is like fidgeting in her seat. Like,
I'm like, oh.
We will not make it up. We're well prepared.
Well, winging means something else, yes, as we learned. Yes. Yeah.
Merry Christmas to both of you.
They're not focused on that. It's Arizona.
Well, okay.
I
hope an early Christmas present shows up in the form of a win against Arizona
tomorrow.
With some BYU Sports Nation karma.
Let's go. Okay.
Thanks for joining us.
Good luck. Thanks.
Swing it. It's all good.
Yeah.
Let's go out there and play.
Women's Hoops taking on Arizona, as mentioned. They're not even thinking about that holiday that comes up later. 4 Eastern on ESPN Plus and BYU Radio. BYU versus Arizona to start Big 12 play.
Sounds kind of grinchy, but I'm actually okay with it.
I'm in with Coach.
I'm okay
One
with
game
it.
At a time.
I'm okay with it. Speaking of Christmas, what's on your BYU Athletics Christmas wish list? We'll go there because we're winging it. This is BYU Sports Nation.
Just wing it.
BYU Sports Nation is presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
BYU Sports Nation's on demand. Download the free BYU TV and BYU Radio apps or listen to the pod, subscribe, rate, and review.
Our question of the day is pretty straightforward. With Christmas right around the corner, what is on your BYU Athletics Christmas wish list? And Andrew Smith on Instagram answers, a win versus Colorado in the Alamo Bowl.
Yep.
Yegor drafted in the top 3.
Ooh.
AJ drafted number 1 after BYU gets to the Final 4. Now, couldn't that be next year's Christmas
I love
wish list?
The number 1 thing could happen. The Final 4 thing, I love that too. And I honestly, these are too big for that.
Well, you're going to have to fit some more in there, Jerem, because he adds
these college, won't even. I have to hold these up.
College football playoff in 2026 is also
okay,
on his
these
list.
Are appropriately sized for that.
Holy cow.
Woo! It's getting hot in here.
Aggressive. That's aggressive.
Yeah.
Ben Peterson on X answers, Sweet 16 appearances for BYU basketball. Yes, both teams, men and women.
Yep.
Woo!
Love it.
Final 4 for men's volleyball.
Yeah. Yeah, let's go.
And enough transfers to fill in all of the gaps for BYU football.
The ambition level is very high in these posts.
It is a wish list. Right. You know, I mean, you give your parents a wish list.
You're hoping like for like one or
30
two things.
On it. You're like, hopefully I get like 2 or 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, just throw them all out there.
Yeah.
Be ambitious.
Well, yeah, it's true. It's true.
Our elite voice of the day presented by PAX Healthcare Elevated comes in from Doug Heath on X, who says, I'm a simple man. I just want national championships all around. Nothing crazy.
Hey, we got a couple of them.
We got 2 already this year.
3 with men's soccer.
Where is BYU going to show up after the fall season in the Learfield Director's Cup?
High up.
They should be top 5, right? With the 2 national championships for cross country and with football winning 10 games in the regular season.
Finishing
soccer lost in the first round of the NCAA tournament, but still
volleyball
had a much better season we thought. Volleyball got back to the tournament.
Typically, those teams are giving you some points because they get further in. But the national title, is that even in it? I don't know. Feels aggressive. I don't know.
Don't be surprised. BYU was certainly 15. top 10 in the Learfield.
That's where you have
Cup.
To butter your bread because the spring sports typically aren't giving you as much as the fall have been.
Mm. Okay.
In terms of finish in the NCAA.
All right, we need to take care of a few things. One, we need to wish all of you a very Merry Christmas and happy holiday season. We obviously appreciate that you, in many ways, give us a job here on BYU Sports Nation with your interest, your passion, your devotion to BYU Athletics. So Merry Christmas to
year.
All of you.
Yeah, we've all had a fun year with BYU Sports. It's been awesome. A note, programming reminder, by the way, we're going to be off until next Friday for the Christmas holiday. And for Jake Rotzloff, Hanukkah as well. But you can tune in for BYU basketball with Kevin Young next Thursday, 8:30 Eastern on the BYU TV app. Then Friday morning, get ready for the Alamo Bowl as Spencer's live from old St. Antone as we get you ready for that next Friday as well. Then, of course, pregame coverage for the Alamo Bowl coming up on that day. And then we'll be live on the 30th, 31st, getting ready for Big 12 play for men's hoops.
If you would like to fill those usual live spot BYU Sports Nation windows with something related to BYU, everything's on demand. BYUSN.com.
It's on the BYU TV app, baby.
Go back and watch the top. Do me a favor, BYU fans. Go back and watch the BYU football top 100 plays from a few years back and then give submissions about what plays should go in the new version that we will do at some point.
Maybe
in the future.
Next summer. We'll put together the updated version.
Because there have been like 5 or 6 notable plays in the last 3 seasons that certainly are top 100 plays.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So there's some homework for you over the Christmas break, because everybody wants homework. But it's fun homework.
Everybody wants homework? Academic All-State Spencer Linton showing up.
Come on.
I didn't want any homework.
Got to push that 4.0 GPA,
I want homework now.
You got the extra credit. Today's Rise and Shout-Out, presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics.
Brendan Gilliam, the U.S. College Club Soccer National Coach of the Year, men's soccer, won another natty. They continue to do great stuff in the club space. Congratulations to Brandon, his staff, the team. National Coach of the Year, baby.
Well, awesome. Deserved. All they do is win those club natties.
No Our matter what.
To today's guests, Jake Retzloff, the BYU quarterback, and Amber Whiting and Delaney Gibb from BYU Women's Basketball.
Uncrustable. She discovered them, which is great.
What's your favorite flavor of those? I'm a raspberry guy. It's new.
Yeah, raspberry. Probably raspberry. Grape's pretty good. Sorry to notice, but we ran out of time. Merry Christmas, Dennis.
For Jerem Jordan, I'm Spencer Linton. Shout out to all of you across BYU Sports Nation once again for being awesome. We'll see you soon. Merry Christmas.